welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
It's just great to be amongst you again today. Christmas is just around the corner. And I just want to today just give you some words of wisdom from me. No, from God. Because I believe that sometimes the gospel is very, very simple. I think sometimes in the West, we overcomplicate things so, so easily. And sometimes when God speaks to you, he speaks something so simply, you sort of have to ask him a question again. Lord, do you mean that? And I think that God says something simple today, and I believe that for every one of us, God is wanting to set us on a course that fulfills his destiny in our life. And I believe that the answer to ensuring that we stay on our destiny is very, very simple. Who wants to hear that? Thank you, Charles. I see that hand. We'll get you saved later. But no, I believe it's very, very simple. And I just want to read a few scriptures. I'm not going to be long this morning because I think it's right to pray a little bit in a minute. And for those who haven't seen glasses, if I put them on, I can't see you. Where are you? Where have you gone? But I can read my Bible now, which does help, doesn't it? Could you quickly go to Joshua chapter 1? And it's a very familiar verse. But it lines up with what has actually been spoken about over the last couple of weeks. About the heart of God that he wants us to have for him. The way that we declare and decree things. When we pray and when we see mountains move. How we see our roots grow deeper and deeper into the things of God and how he wants to see those things grow. And in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Then if we could turn to Psalm chapter 19. Verse 14. And it says this: "May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Could we then go to the book of James, please? Chapter 3. This is a test to see who's got the Bibles with them. So you have to overlook, you know, when you've got glasses that read, you have to look over the top to see yourself. But in chapter 3, it says this. "Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that he who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. When he puts bits into his mouth of a horse to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. Now that doesn't sound very nice, does it? But I believe that in those few scriptures and in also in Matthew 11, where it talks about the heart and out of the overflow of our hearts, the mouth speaks. I believe that God wants to say something to us this morning that actually sets our lives on a course that is going to enable God to fulfill his plan, his purpose in our lives individually, but also corporately. And I believe that the key was actually in the that scripture in James. What do we speak? How do we use our mouths? How do we use our tongues? It says very clearly that the tongue, what we say, sets the course of our life. And I want every one of us to be setting our course, our lives, in the way that God wants us to. Now that's why it's so important that we have our hearts right. That we understand that God wants to captivate our heart. God wants us to continually see in our hearts his lordship, his rule and his reign, where he in our hearts has first place. That we know that he, when we think of different things or circumstances, it's him that comes to our thoughts in the very first thing. That very first moment of the day when you're just waking up, what's your first thought? I need some more sleep. But you know, what God wants is that when we get into any situation, our immediate answer is, okay, God, what are you saying? Because your heart is focused on him. But we also understand that we've got to be people who understand, so we're meditating on the word. Like Joshua, he's meditating on the word day and night. There was not a moment where he wasn't wanting to get more and more of God's heart into his own heart. But it's through the meditation, the reading of the word, the understanding what God is saying through his word. So that constantly we are getting that fresh revelation, taking today our daily bread, as he says. So it is like Joshua meditating on the word day and night, so that we can actually begin to get to know our Father in the way that he wants us to know him. Amen. So that what we then speak is what he wants us to speak, and therefore what we say is directing the course of our lives. Sometimes we think, oh, it's God who's directing the course of my life. Actually, scripture says it's your tongue. Now, we want to be inspired by God. We want to be inspired by the Holy Spirit who lives in us. But it's how we say things, and what we say will direct the course of your life, my life, and this church. If you suddenly look in the mirror in the morning and you say something like, oh, it's you again. Oh, you don't look handsome this morning. You don't look like, you know, that amazing figure of Jonathan Croft. Why did you laugh?
No, I'm pleased.
But one of the things that, you know, you can start to talk in the mirror to yourself, and you can start talking a negative language that is starting to set the course of your life for the rest of the day. Yeah. Oh, you're no good. Oh, you're going to have a lousy day today. Guess what? You are setting through your talk and your speech the direction that potentially your life could go that day unless you quickly bring it back into alignment with the plan and purpose that God has for you. You see, this can happen throughout the day, that you start to speak negatively into a situation or you speak negatively over somebody else, then you're setting a course that potentially could go away from the plan and purpose that God has for you individually, but also corporately. You know, you could have been coming this morning and sort of saying, oh no, it's not that church again. I've got to go to church. Instead of with the heart that God wants us to have, wow, it's going to meet with God today. We're going to meet with our fellow believers. We're going to see people's lives impacted with the truth. We're going to see lives that are completely, radically changed. We're going to see people healed. Because that will set a course of faith. Whereas if you, oh, can't wait until he's over. I want to get my lunch. You're setting a course where you're not going to be ready to receive what God is wanting to give you. And all of these things can be taking place in your lives. You can be speaking into your family scenarios where you are setting the course by the way that you speak. Oh, you're no good. You could be saying that over your children. Oh, you're worthless. Or you're never going to achieve. Oh, you'll never get A grades. And that and those words can set a course not only in your own life because it's bringing a negativity, but it also can set a course for others that then they feel rejected. And therefore, God needs to then come and bring a correction so that they then align themselves up with God and what God is saying over our lives. And he is actually saying a lot. See, I believe this morning that God is wanting to bring freedom into several of our lives. Because I believe that things have been spoken over some of you. And you're still living under those words. Those words have set a course in your life. And it may have been intended, it may have been unintended consequences to certain things that have been said over you. But in your life today, there is something that triggers and reminds you of the words that have been spoken that God is wanting to break you free of so that you actually can walk in truth and in a purpose that God has for you. But that means that you've got to change your language too. Because you've got to align your language, your words, in the way that God wants you to move in the purpose that he has planned for you and for us. And therefore, God is wanting to bring some freedom here this morning. Because it's so, so important that as we move forward into the purposes of God, we are continually speaking what he shows us in the word. When we're reading through Matthew's gospel in January, God will start to reveal things to you, sometimes about yourself, sometimes about the church. And it's therefore so important that you then start speaking what he shows you, because obviously what comes from the heart of God will be positive. Sometimes it might initially be corrective, but then it will lead to a positive statement because God is always, always encouraging me. I believe that what God needs to do, some of you here this morning know that you have spoken over your children, your family, in ways that actually isn't fulfilling God's purpose over their lives. And when you look at the gospel, you know that you're speaking something different from what the gospel is saying over your children, over your husband, over your extended family. And God is wanting to bring a shifting that is going to take place in our hearts, in our lives, so that our speaking aligns with his plan, his purpose, not only for ourselves, but for the whole of this church, the whole of Kingdom Faith. So that we, through what we say, are directing the course of our lives. Some of you have been speaking negatively over your healing. Some of you need healing. And sometimes, you know, the way that you say it, unintended sometimes. But, oh, I don't feel well today. You're speaking something that is different from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what God wants us to do is in our speech, because the tongue directs the course of our life, he wants our speech to align itself up with the word of God. So that's not saying that we're denying the realities of sometimes that, you know, I feel a pain here, or I feel a pain in my arm, or I feel a pain in my stomach. I'm not saying that we're denying the existence of things. But what I am saying is that the truth is, the fact may be this, but the truth is that by the stripes of Jesus I am set free, I'm healed. And so therefore, by your speaking, you're aligning yourself up with the Word of God. And I know this is not something that, you know, is sometimes easy, because sometimes we can actually be in pain. Situations around us can be really affecting us. But what God is wanting for our mouths, our tongues, to be speaking in alignment with His plan and purpose, Amen. So that we get to the destiny that He has planned and purposed, yes, for each one of our lives, yes, and us corporately. So for some of us, we need to be changing our conversation, the way that we speak about some of our health issues that we have. That we find our way of communicating that is coming into alignment with what God says, and not something that is contrary to what God has said. That's why we need to understand the Word, so that we can start speaking the Word with a faith, with a confidence, yes, not sort of doubting, does that say it in the Word? Can I actually say that over my own life? In Psalms it says God wants to make you great. How many of us believe that? You see, God wants us to believe it, and so start to talk about God's greatness and the great things that He's wanting me to accomplish in my life. Because that is what God says. He wants to make each and every one of you great. But some of us doubt what He says over our lives. And that's why sometimes we don't see greatness, or don't see fruitfulness. We don't see God's goodness and God's mercy and God's grace, because we don't speak it. We speak something different, and therefore it's setting the course of our lives away from the purpose that God has for us individually, but us corporately too. So God wants us on a straight path. We know it's a narrow way. We understand that. But in that narrow way, God wants to reveal Himself, so that when He communicates, when He gives us revelation of the things that are in His Word, the things that are concerning Him, the situations that we find ourselves in, He wants to, through the Holy Spirit, to give us the words to speak, so that our lives come into alignment with His plan and His purpose all of the time. Not just on a Sunday. But that's why we have to understand that there's a declaration, heart. Because we understand that the heart is deceitful above all things. Out of the overflow of our heart, the mouth speaks. And that's why Pastor Gary's word was so, so important. But it's also important that we are not afraid to decree. Speak out the very words that God is wanting us to speak. But also, we've got to understand the word to get our roots deeper. So that we can actually begin to understand the heart of God, the nature of God, how God sees us as His children, how He wants to see us prosper and successful. He wants us to see us fruitful in every way. I've just got a few things on the screen, and then we'll move into prayer. Because I really want us to pray. But there is a few things that God says, I have. And it's just coming under this statement, I have. Next, please. God says, I have died for you. God says, I have forgiven you. God says, I have accepted you. For some of you, if you want to go to the next screen, please. But some of you need to understand, I've accepted you. Some of your language is different from that. And so you speak a rejection over your life, and therefore you're setting a course of rejection in of yourself, but you then see rejection in any other area of your life. What God wants us to understand through the revelation of His word, that I have accepted you. I have saved you. I have crucified you together with me. I have raised you to new life. I have had mercy on you. Notice all of these are in the past tense, but they're very, very real for us today. Why are they in the past tense? Because Jesus has already done it on the cross. I have loved you and still loves you. But for some of us, our words and our language are taking us away from that revelation of his love. Oh, nobody loves me. That's sometimes your personal confession. And God is wanting to break that free this morning so that we can actually move forward with our tongues and what the way we speak over our own lives and over the lives of others in the way that God wants us to do. I have lavished my grace upon you. God wants us to believe that. I have set you free.
Yeah.
I have set you free. Yeah. I have placed you in Christ Jesus. I have given you my kingdom. I have blessed you with every blessing in Christ Jesus. I have seated you with me in heavenly places. Yeah. I have healed you. I have called you to be my disciple. I have given you my spirit. I have poured my love into your heart. I have given you my word of truth. I have given you eternal life. I have given you the glory that my Father has given me. I have given you the bread of life. I have given you the my promises. I have made covenant with you. I have chosen you for fruitfulness.
Yes.
And I believe that that is another one that we have to understand. God wants you to be fruitful.
Yes.
Some of us sometimes say things that are different, contrary. Oh, my life's not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to be producing much fruit. Guess what? You're speaking a language that God doesn't want you to speak. God's saying that's a foreign language. I want you to speak the language of heaven.
Yeah.
That's foreign. That negativity is a foreign language. I don't want to understand that. I want you to speak the language of heaven. Therefore, lining yourself up with the words of truth and the revelation of God. I have chosen you for fruitfulness. I have given you your ministry. I have given you my authority. I have given you the anointing of the Holy One. I have sanctified you. I have consecrated you to me forever. I have placed you in the true vine. I have given my command. I have delivered you from the enemy. I have given you faith. I have become your everlasting Father. I have honored you. I have given you a rich inheritance. I have given you abundance. I have given you peace. I have given you joy. I have become your shepherd. I have given you my power. I have enabled your perseverance. I have enabled your faithfulness. I have given you my presence. I have given you my protection. I have given you my righteousness. I have given you my redemption. There is a few more. I have chosen you. I have given you a great reward. I have given you victory. I have given you wisdom. I have given you a spirit of prayer. I have given you a spirit of worship. These are the things that God has already given to us. Can we please stand? God has already given us so, so much. But in so many things, God's saying, I want you to align that rudder, that steering of that ship, your life. I want to align it with my best purposes for you. I believe it's important that at this time, that you know if any way You have been speaking over your own life, over others, over this church, in a way that God is saying that's a foreign language. Then just quickly put that right before God. You know, as a church, that we speak so often that if we confess our sin, if we confess our wrongdoing, God is so faithful and he will forgive us. And immediately, if that's a prayer from the heart, he will make us again new. That he will bring us back into that right place that he wants in our relationship with him. So very quickly, just God, forgive me for speaking over my life in that way. Forgive me for speaking over others in that particular way. Whatever is relevant for you. Because I believe this is important for every single one of us. So that we're setting the course of our life in alignment with his plan and his purpose. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I believe that there's been a number of you, and I'm going to ask the guys on the front row and the staff team, any staff team here, to come to the front, and I want you to pray for people this morning. Because I believe that there are people who you know have, in a sense, for many years sat under wrong words. Words that have been spoken, sometimes by the people that love us. But they have been spoken, and in a sense, those words have brought a control, an influence into our lives even today. And God wants to break those words over our lives because he wants to bring freedom into your life. So if that's you, if you would like to come to the front, please. There's others of you that you know that even though you've tried so hard, you keep continually talking negatively about yourself. It's not because other people have said something about you, but there are things that have been said, and the way that you communicate and the way you talk, it's like you're mumbling to yourself, you're no good. You're never going to make it. You'll never be successful. And again, God is wanting to break something off you this morning. Because that is a lie. God is wanting you to have everything that is the truth and the revelation that we see in Scripture. He has enriched you in every way, but that is something you currently do not believe because you're living under a lie that you continue to speak over yourself, muttering often, but it's speaking those things. Others, I believe you know that in your language, the way that you use your tongue over your children needs to alter. And I believe that it's important that you come out too, because I believe that what God's saying about that situation is that it's so, so important, not only for yourself, but that you don't bring anybody else in under that word, so that they, in a sense, move off away from the family, but under that. And in the scripture, it talks about a curse of the word. If it's not true revelation, it can become a curse. And I believe that some of the things that we speak, even though it's unintended, are words that are so real that people hold on to. Yeah. And God is wanting to bring freedom into your lives too. So please, if you're in any of those groups, please come forward. Because I really believe God is wanting to bring freedom into a lot of people here this morning. You know that your language needs to change. And I'm not just talking about swearing. I'm talking about the language of heaven. speaking over our own lives in the way that God wants us to. I know there's several people here that God is wanting to bring freedom. Please come forward. That would be brilliant. Because I know there's many of you that have been sitting under wrong words, under wrong influences. People have been speaking over your life. You've been speaking over others in wrong ways. And God is wanting to align yourself up with his plan and purpose. I believe there's others that you know that it is so right this morning that you need to ensure that the language of heaven is your language. I think there's a couple here that you need to come forward together, because as a couple, you've been missing each other a little bit. Because your language has not been the language of heaven, it's been another language. And therefore, you've been missing each other. And God is wanting to bring a restoration in that marriage today. Why? Because your speaking is going to align up with his plan and purpose. And therefore, you are setting your course, the course of your life, right in the and in the right direction. Team, if you want to begin to pray, and if you could, it's releasing them, freeing them from the wrong words that they have either spoken themselves or releasing them from words that have been spoken over them. And it's like a curse that has been dogging them for some a long time. And we want to see them broken. Thank you. The rest of you guys, don't look on. Just begin to pray. Let's pray that God will release each and every one of us into the purpose that God has. That we will align our lives up with his plan and purpose. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Don't be a passenger. Pray release. If you know the names of the people in the front, just use their names. Speak their names out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. O sapa botonendede. Yetoda bubosuda de 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 de. Oh, there's freedom. God wants freedom today. O shatababa sota de de. O sibobo sota la dando sata da de gesinde. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. O kotarabo sota la babosunda de. Praise you, O God. Praise you, O Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord of freedom. Freedom, O God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, break you free. Oh Lord, freedom, oh God, freedom, oh Father. Oh Shato Bosotara Bahandade. Oh Satara Mandu Shotara Bahandade. Oh Sibo Totara Bahandade. Praise you, praise you, praise you, oh God. Thank you, Father. Oh Totara Bobo Sotara Bobo Sotara Bobo Sota Baba Si. O totara bahande bo sotara batengesi. O totara bo sotara bo totara kenensi. O totara bo sotara bo sotara tengesi. O tatara bo sotara bo tonamende. O totara bo sotara bo sotara bo sonde. O Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. O tatara bo sotara tenendesi. O katamo sotara dada. Sing, please. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, O God. O shatabo basota da da da. O kotarabo sota tabo sota da da. O praise you, O God. Praise you, O Father. O totarabo basota tabo basota da gesi. O Father, 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 Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If you're out there, just thank God that He has placed His Holy Spirit in you to enable you to continue to speak in the right ways over your own life, your own situations, your jobs, your neighbors. So the language that you speak is not foreign any longer, but it's the language of heaven that you're speaking over every situation and every circumstance. So that when you pray, you're praying in alignment with the plans and purposes of God. Thank you, Father. Oh, totara babo sonede day. Totara da namus totara da de sitede de day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Koko kamande day. Praise you, O God. Oh, I thank you, Father. I praise you. I worship you, Jesus. Oh, tatara basonde de gonisibo denge. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Have your way, O God. Align our language, our speech, oh Lord, with the language of heaven, the language of your word. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, just, oh Lord, inspire each one of us. Oh Lord, to overflowing. So, Father, we are aware. Oh Lord, that the language we speak is so important. Oh God, my King. Oh Sabobo Sotana Bahanda de Sonande de. Praise you, O God. Praise you, O Father. Praise you, O Father. Oh, Shatara Babo Sonde de Gesibo Honde de. Oh, Lord of all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Tatara Babo Sotara de Nenesi. Thank you, Father. Oh, Shatarabo Hondo Sukapa Handede. Thank you, Father. And there may be somebody out there that has never used the mouth to confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and your Savior. In the Bible, in the book of Romans, it says that it's with our mouth that we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and we are saved. And I just want to ensure that there is an opportunity for anybody here that you are or have never given your life to the Lord. You've never spoken out those words, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I want to give you that opportunity to come to the right of the stage. And there will be people here who can help and talk and communicate with you what it means to be speaking with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior. We confess our sin, we confess our wrongdoing, we confess our need of a Lord and Savior. But we do that with our mouths. So if that's you, I don't want you to miss out on this opportunity. So there's David here on my left, your right. And he will be there as I bring this to a close. But for anybody who has never spoken with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, but you desire for that to take place and you want to know more, please come and see David. Thank you, Father.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.